Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1631, air date December 26th, 2025.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today, we're going to explore how oregano helps improve lung health by looking closely at its key bioactive compounds and understanding how they work together to support and enhance overall respiratory function. It's going to be an engaging discussion where we'll take a closer look at the molecular profile of oregano and explore the biological pathways that contribute to better lung health. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. Oregano, often called the airway protector, is an aromatic medicinal plant from the Lamiaceae family that naturally grows in warm and mountainous regions. It has a long-standing traditional role, not only as a flavorful spice, but also as a reliable medicinal herb across many cultures. Beyond its culinary and therapeutic uses, oregano was also valued in perfumery and even used as a natural flavoring agent in alcoholic beverages. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're joined by people on my journey to systems and the systems approach. All right. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. Everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring oregano, a medicinally important herb, and understanding its vital role in supporting respiratory function and improving overall lung health. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone. Those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it oregano, or be it neem, or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020. By giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that, except, frankly, me, and the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people, and one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning systems science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, It's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. So you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about oregano, or when I talk about ginger, or when I talk about any of these foods, It's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So, the people of the United States must rise, they must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on Oregano, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to Oregano on lung health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on Oregano on lung health. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on oregano and what we know about lung health, how lung disease occur based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on oregano, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Lung health is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how oregano specifically benefits lung health, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. As we've discussed, oregano, often called the airway protector, is an aromatic medicinal plant from the Lamiaceae family that thrives in warm, mountainous regions. It has a long-standing traditional role, not just as a flavorful spice, but also as a trusted medicinal herb across many cultures. Beyond its culinary and therapeutic uses, oregano was also prized in perfumery and even used as a natural flavoring agent in alcoholic beverages. Moving on to its indigenous and traditional uses, oregano has long been used to treat a variety of ailments, including indigestion, diarrhea, cough, bronchitis, pruritus, headaches, and even depression. As far back as the 7th century BC, Oreganum vulgar was commonly used to flavor fish, meat, vegetables, and wine. Its essential oil also holds ethnopharmacological significance, being traditionally applied to support digestive, respiratory, and dermatological health. In addition to its other uses, in Transylvania, people traditionally drank tea made from oregano to soothe sore throats. Similarly, in Turkey, the flowering branches and leaves were commonly brewed as infusions to help with colds, flu, headaches, and even toothaches. Beyond these medicinal applications, oregano, especially its aerial parts, is also a popular spice throughout Mediterranean countries, appreciated not only for its flavor, but also for its health-promoting properties. Now let's focus on lung health. Lung health is vital for our overall well-being. The primary role of the lungs is to supply oxygen to the body while removing other gases, such as carbon dioxide. In their healthy state, lungs are pinkish-gray in color, indicating good function and minimal damage. When the lungs are compromised, symptoms can include shortness of breath, chest pain, coughing, fatigue, and wheezing, all of which can significantly impact daily life. When it comes to medical interventions for lung health, there are several important options. Oxygen therapy provides additional oxygen to support breathing, especially in those with chronic respiratory diseases. In cases where fluid builds up around the lungs, a procedure called thoracentesis is done to drain it and make breathing easier. Pulmonary rehabilitation combines exercise, education, and support to strengthen lung function over time. And for severe cases where the lungs are damaged beyond repair, lung transplant surgery may be performed, replacing the diseased lung with a healthy one. When it comes to keeping our lungs healthy, a few simple lifestyle habits can make a big difference. Maintaining a healthy weight helps your lungs expand properly, while regular exercise keeps them strong and efficient. Eating a balanced diet in moderation and staying well hydrated also supports overall lung function. On the prevention side, washing your hands regularly reduces the risk of infections. And one of the most important steps is to quit smoking or vaping, since both can cause long-term lung damage. Around 7.4% of the world's population is affected by respiratory diseases. It emphasizes the importance of lung health and the significant prevalence of respiratory conditions worldwide. Now, let's take a closer look at how oregano, with its unique mix of bioactive compounds, can support respiratory function and play an important role in improving overall lung health. And the way we're going to approach this is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, a platform I've spent many decades developing. With the advances in modern science, Cytosolve allows us to apply a systems-based approach to understand complex biological interactions. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to lung health too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations, using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries, and we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now, you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 7 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 9 areas we're doing modeling. Another 5 areas we're doing publications. Another 9 areas we're doing systems architectures. And all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We are now in the second phase of publication, and today we'll be sharing some key insights and findings from this. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We developed the complete systems architecture, and then we went ahead and published it. Then we carried out the in silico modeling. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries. First, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a disease affecting nearly 500 million people. We did this using Cytosolve, with no external funding. Then we published our findings, completed the detailed modeling, and examined a wide range of natural foods. Through this process, we identified effective combinations of ingredients, and then we brought them together. Through this process, we were fortunate enough to make a significant discovery, where we actually found a combination of natural ingredients that could target osteoarthritis at the molecular level. And we found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the CytoSolve process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is the same approach we're now applying to lung health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at CytoSolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the CytoSolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immunity. And now we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha tea. And since our focus is on lung health, I'd like to recommend Breathe Tea. It's a carefully crafted herbal blend that supports respiratory function, using traditional ingredients that promote clear breathing and overall lung wellness. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Lung Health Initiative is at the publication phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we begin by mapping the systems architecture of lung health. At the core, we observe a cyclic relationship between inflammation and lung diseases that reinforce each other. This bidirectional dynamic is key to understanding how lung diseases persist and worsen over time. By examining this system scientifically, we lay the foundation for targeted therapeutic interventions. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support lung health from multiple angles. This diagram illustrates how various triggers, including pathogens, toxins, pollutants, irritants, and allergens, can damage airway epithelial cells, resulting in inflammation. The process starts when pattern recognition receptors, especially toll-like receptors, detect these harmful agents. This activates cells and boosts NF-kappa-B signaling, which increases the release of growth factors, chemokines, and pro-inflammatory cytokines like IL-8 and TNF-alpha. Fibroblasts can transform into myofibroblasts, promoting tissue remodeling. Meanwhile, immune cells work on resolution and wound healing through phagocytosis. But if this process is dysregulated, it can lead to chronic airway diseases. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. In understanding the system's architecture of lung health, we identify several factors that can contribute to respiratory diseases over time. These include genetic predispositions, the behavior of the immune system, environmental exposures, and lifestyle choices, all of which together influence overall lung function. We also take into account specific risks, such as smoking, vaping, occupational hazards like chemical exposure, and high-risk groups, including coal miners or individuals exposed to asbestos. Looking at all these elements together gives us a holistic view and sets the stage for deeper analysis in the next phases. By mapping these interconnected factors, we can create a clear systems-level picture of the root causes behind lung health issues and related metabolic disorders. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to bring the complete picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here, we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support and improve overall respiratory function. These 18 natural compounds have been identified for their potential to support lung health. Those include astragalus, black cumin, garlic, neem, peppermint, ivy, vitamin D, licorice, mullein, oregano, bayberry, cumin, turmeric, cardamom, bitter melon, vitex tree, eucalyptus, and black pepper. There are 18 things. There's data on this, but the reality is this is why there has been no breakthrough, because you'll see all these videos on these. But they're issues. How do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach. Once we have this architecture laid out, we can use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today, we're going to focus on oregano, one of the 18 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve lung health. Through our Cytosolve analysis, we found that over the past 79 years, oregano has been the focus of 2,909 research articles and 48 clinical trials. This extensive body of work highlights not only the scientific interest in oregano, but also its recognized significance in clinical research. Now let's take a look at the composition of oregano. There are 32 key molecules found in oregano, And while many more are present, these represent the most well-researched compounds with significant relevance to the current study. These include four major categories: minerals, vitamins, essential oils, and other key compounds. Oregano contains 9 minerals like calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, zinc, manganese, iron, copper, iodine, and selenium. Along with these, it also offers important vitamins such as vitamin E, B2, B3, B5, B6, B8, and B9. Beyond basic nutrition, oregano is packed with essential oils such as thymol, carvacrol, P-cymene, gamma-terpenine, linalool, beta-caryophyllene, germicrine D, geraniol, linalyl acetate, and beta-myrcene. It is also packed with other key compounds such as luteolin, rosmarinic acid, caffeic acid, protocatechuic acid, vanillic acid, and cumaric acid. Here we see the structures of the major active compounds in oregano: linalool, carvacrol, thymol, beta-caryophyllene, cymene, beta-myrcene, and so on. Each of these compounds contributes importantly to the therapeutic potential of oregano, supporting its effects on overall health. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of oregano. Here we can see the broad biological effects of oregano, which really underscore why it's such a valuable medicinal plant. Oregano exhibits a remarkably wide range of activities. It's antioxidant, anti-Alzheimer's, anti-inflammatory, skin protective, anti-cancer, hypoglycemic, tyrosinus inhibitory, anti-stress, antimicrobial, and even cardioprotective effects. What this tells us is that oregano doesn't act on just one pathway or one symptom. Instead, it supports the body systemically, helping maintain balance and contributing to overall health across multiple organ systems. This wide therapeutic reach is exactly what makes plants like oregano so important in traditional and modern wellness. Then, coming to its health benefits. Oregano is valued for a wide range of health benefits that extend far beyond lung health. Research shows that it can help manage stress, skin diseases, oxidative damage, diabetes, inflammation, cancer, and of course, respiratory conditions. It also supports the management of hyperlipidemia, helps fight microbial infections, and even shows potential benefits against Alzheimer's disease. Altogether, this makes oregano a truly versatile natural remedy with broad therapeutic potential. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening. With respect to oregano, once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's truly happening. Here we can see how oregano helps counter pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH, through its apoptosis-promoting mechanism. Under hypoxic conditions, pulmonary artery smooth muscle cells begin to proliferate excessively because apoptosis is suppressed through proteins like BCL2. This uncontrolled growth leads to vascular remodeling and ultimately the development of PAH. Carvacrol, one of the key bioactive compounds in oregano, plays an important role here. It downregulates BCL2, which is an anti-apoptotic protein, and by reducing its activity, carvacrol helps restore apoptosis. This action limits abnormal cell growth, reduces vascular remodeling, and ultimately protects the pulmonary arteries. In simple terms, carvacrol supports the natural process of apoptosis, helping reduce pulmonary artery damage and slowing, or even reversing, hypoxia-induced PAH progression. Here we can see another important mechanism through which oregano supports lung health: its strong anti-inflammatory effect at the molecular level. Exposure to sulfur mustard gas triggers the expression of several pro-inflammatory genes, leading to elevated levels of cytokines like TNF-alpha, MCP-1, EGF, and VEGF. These molecules drive inflammation, and when they are produced in excess, they contribute to chronic inflammation, tissue damage, and serious lung conditions such as fibrosis and airway obstruction. Carvacrol, one of the major active compounds in oregano, helps counteract this process by inhibiting the expression of these pro-inflammatory genes and reducing cytokine release. By doing this, carvacrol helps control inflammation and protects lung tissue from further damage, supporting healthier respiratory function. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out AsthmaSolve is going to do. We're right here in the second phase of publication. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, If you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for warrior scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see, the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at oregano, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that oregano has very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Let's take a closer look at this data, which shows that oregano is actually comparable to Silymarin in its ability to increase total antioxidant capacity, or TAC, in hepatic encephalopathy. As shown in the bar graph, the diseased model group exhibits a clear decline in serum antioxidant levels, but when treated with oregano extract, there's a marked increase in TAC, almost matching the improvement observed with Silymarin. This suggests that oregano may play a significant role in reducing oxidative stress, helping to alleviate hepatic encephalopathy, and supporting overall liver health. Here's another set of data that highlights oregano's strong potential as a natural anti-diabetic agent. As shown in the graph, oregano treatment led to a notable increase in insulin levels, coming remarkably close to the effect of glibenclamide, which is a standard drug used in diabetes management. This suggests that oregano may help support healthier insulin regulation and could offer meaningful benefits in glucose control. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a lung health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if oregano is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, a 2010 study showed that administering oregano orally at a dose of 20 milligrams per kilogram of body weight was effective in alleviating diabetes. This further supports its potential as a natural therapeutic option for managing blood sugar levels. When it comes to reducing hepatotoxicity, Singletary reported that oregano extract, specifically providing 73 milligrams of carvacrol per kilogram of body weight, was effective in offering significant liver protection. For treating colibacillosis in newborn calves, studies have shown that an intake of 10 milligrams of oregano oil per kilogram of body weight was effective. For its anti-inflammatory effects, taking oregano essential oil at a dose of 0.1 to 1.0 milligrams per kilogram of body weight is effective. This highlights how even small amounts of its bioactive compounds can help modulate inflammation. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. Now, while oregano does show potential benefits, it's important to be mindful of possible issues, especially at higher doses. Two of the main concerns include gastrointestinal upset and allergic skin reactions. These aren't common at typical amounts, but it's something to be aware of. Again, we're not giving medical advice here. Always consult your healthcare provider if you're considering oregano for therapeutic use. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if oregano is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Oregano helps restore balance in the body by lowering vata and kapha doshas while at the same time increasing pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away, but this is a condition where oregano may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for lung health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out, okay? And allows us to teach others to figure this out. In summary, oregano essential oil has a range of ethnopharmacological applications, including supporting digestive, respiratory, and skin health. Its key compound, carvacrol, plays a central role by promoting apoptosis to reduce pulmonary artery damage, counteracting hypoxia-induced pulmonary hypertension, and inhibiting pro-inflammatory genes and cytokines to protect lung tissue from inflammation and injury. And we are right now in AsthmaSolve, which is a new spin-out at the second phase of publication. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of oregano for lung health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on oregano on lung health, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.